The restaurant industry has been fighting for survival over the last 2 years, and our greatest resource in this fight has been our people. The men and women who have poured, served, seated, greeted, and worked tirelessly to keep our industry going. Yelp for Restaurants believes now is the perfect time to recognize their efforts and give back to those that have given us so much with the creation of the Servies, a first-of-its-kind set of awards celebrating front-of-house workers. Winners receive a beautifully designed Servies trophy, a free pair of snib shoes, and a $3,000 tip. That's right. $3,000 in their pocket. Know someone deserving of a Servies award? Maybe they work at your restaurant. Visit theservies.com today and nominate them for a chance to win. Let's support the service industry together. Do so by nominating someone today. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and a U.S. resident. 8 nominated contest winners will receive a prize of $3,000. Nominations must be submitted between August 3rd, 2022 and August 24th, 2022. See official rules available at theservies.com. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coble, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. We're taking a slight detour this season, and together with the professor of profitability, David Scott Peters, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by the most profitable restaurant brands to help you make more money. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the three systems you must have in place to schedule next week on budget. I'm all ears, man.
Okay. Well, number one, we've talked about it. You got to have a budget. Why? This is important. We talked about minimum staffing levels. We're going to have a higher labor cost in the off months. Maximum efficiencies. Couldn't add another cook, dishwasher, another server. We're so busy. I just don't have room, even though I have money for more people. So we're going to have different labor costs. So the number one system is your budget, because now that gives you your labor cost target by period, whether monthly or 13 period. Next, with that budget, there's a system I teach called the Restaurant Payroll Guardian, also known as the labor allotment. Based on our budget and last week's schedule in the POS system and our forecasted sales going into next week, I can tell your managers not only how many dollars they have to spend, but how many hours by position. So when I can say to my chef, hey, you have 314 hours, that's what you have, right next week's schedule. And this is important because with all the technology, our tech stack now, if you will, we've got scheduling software. And now we can just literally copy and paste one schedule from 1 week to the next, which means it has nothing to do with sales. It has to do with, I just got my schedule done, like that. So the third tool is a schedule variance report. What does that mean? We have our budget. I know how many hours I have to schedule by position and how many dollars. Then I go into my fancy software and I write my schedule, but I do not approve it. I do not publish it. I put those numbers next to it. And let's say, for instance, now the magic is I say to my chef, hey, you had 314 hours. You copied a schedule from 1 week to the next. You came in at 328 hours. Like, what's your job as a manager now? It's not for me as an owner to go, oh, I'll rewrite your schedule. It's don't even come to me until that variance of budgeted hours versus actual hours you want me to approve is zero. So now what happens is I sit there and I say, Josh, let's say you're my kitchen manager, you're my chef. You try and pass the schedule off to me, you're 14 hours over budget. And I look at you and I go, Josh, you need to cut 14 hours. You had 314, you produce a schedule of 328. What do you think most chefs or kitchen managers are going to hit me with as an owner right now when I say trim 14 hours?
I can't do it. We won't be able to produce the menu that we need to produce. We won't be able to complete service in the way that you want us to with that kind of budget.
Yeah. Oh, we're shorty, short staffed. You want me to cut people? I'm going to lose people. I'm going to take a shift away from somebody. Bullshit. Stop. Wait. Chef, let me ask you a question. If we made sure the nighttime crew prepped up and stocked every one of the stations, it's 100% ready to open for lunch before they leave the door, could you bring in, oh, I don't know, 4 cooks 15 minutes later? You're telling me the restaurant's 100% ready. They don't have to, you know, write things down and go search. Like, it's already part up. Yeah. Yeah, I could bring 4 cooks in 15 minutes. Well, fantastic. Hold on a second. What if we had the day crew completely flip the line for the nighttime, made it completely 100% ready to go? Is it possible you could bring in 4 cooks 15 minutes later in the evening? Well, of course. Yeah, I could do 15 minutes. No problem. It's 100% ready to go. What the hell? Oh, so you mean we could cut an hour from the morning, an hour from the evening. There's 7 days a week. There's 14 hours without ripping off the Band-Aid, making somebody feel like, oh, shit, I lost a shift and I'm being penalized. Like little tiny changes with little tiny stagger starts. And all of a sudden, everybody's still working. And I still have my 8 cooks for a Friday night, my 4 cooks for a Monday night without making people feel the pain. That's the power of budgeting. So it starts with a budget. Then it's the restaurant payroll guardian and a simple schedule variance to go along with what you put into your scheduling software. And all of a sudden, my managers come to me with a schedule that has a zero variance with one exception. Sometimes they go, oh, but Josh, I've got training. You don't get more money. What you need to do is trim some hours from other people during that period and then come to me and go, hey, I'm going to be 8 hours over budget this week. The reason being is I had 25 hours in training. I took hours from these people. I made these changes, and I can make that same change next week to make the 8 hours back that we end the month on budget. May I schedule this way? See, I'm proactively telling you, I know I'm over budget, and here's my plan to get back on budget versus just burning money and going, we have training. And that's so powerful. You want to change your bottom line. You want to get your managers thinking like owners. This system is just absolutely priceless. And you'll lower your labor cost, I promise you.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.